Try to do the sugya today. We already discussed very briefly Eilinus on Gimel Amud Beis. The taitch of an Eilinus, I'll remind you from then. An Eilinus is somebody who not only doesn't have shtei saras, but has what we call simane Eilinus. She has one of the simanim of difference from a normal woman. And the halacha, she needs more than one siman. She has two simanim, and she turns 20 without shtei saras. She has a div eilinus. And we have that if she has no simane eilinus and no shtei saras, when she turns 35, she automatically gets a din eilinus. That's the definition of an eilinus. An eilinus cannot carry children. And memela, it's pashit that the eilinus herself has no shaitis to the parasha of Yibum. We know in the parasha of Yibum that it has to have a potential of ashatelet, and with mamayit, an eilinus herself. The sugi here is not so much about the eilinus, but about the tsaras eilinus. But memela, we're going to have some understanding of the patur eilinus herself. Let's see the words of the Gemara, and I'll try to understand. Amar Avas. Saras Eilinus Asura. Shenemar V'hoya HaBachara Shateleid Purat La'Eilinus She'ena Yeledes. Hashvashat in the Gemara, this is a miyut, like the other miyutim we've had throughout the Masechta, that is a miyut of Ashateleid Purat La'Eilinus. An Eilinus is not capable of giving birth, and a Meila she's Nismayit. Now, of course, anybody who learns the Gemara has a problem. That Ravasi is not telling us why Tsaras Eilinus is Pater. He's telling us why an Eilinus doesn't have Yibum. Shnemar Shetelei Prat Leilinus. Why is it Tsaras Eilinus Pater? So that doesn't say in the Gemara. So for that, we have to come on to Rashi. Shirashi here tells us that Kivan de Petura Kaima Aleha Be'ishesach. So Rashi says that the Ptur is because once she's ois Tsaras Eilinus, once the Eilinus rather is ois Mitzvah Sibum, because of the Miyut, so you have no Miyut, Memela, what happens? It becomes an Eishasach Shaloi B'Makad Mitzvah. And we already saw throughout the Masechta, Rashi always goes with this Mahalach, that the Isser Eishasach is a Shaloi b'maka mitzvah is a regular erva, even in the cases of Yibum. So Rashi here says that the Isser is an Isser Eishasach. So as I said, we're learning the fourth sugya, but this one is different than the other three. The other three, when we wanted a pater a saita, a me'enes, a mazad rushasai, we didn't talk about Isser Eishasach. Tumak sivba ka'arayas. There's a special gzeres hakasav that makes her into an erva. We didn't say that the tsara, that the eilinus or the memeenes or the mazik rishasa, the saita, are be'etzem aser because of eishasach. Here we have that the iser comes out in this eishasach. Now this gemara appears to be a stira to Reb Chaim's yisaid that we mentioned a while ago. Reb Chaim said that the Isser Eishes Ach from this Nefila could never pater an Erva. That whenever we talk about Aroyas patering, it can never be the Isser Eishes Ach may Oisei Nefila. In other words, you have a sister-in-law who falls to Yibum. The sister-in-law falls to Yibum for some reason, you can't be Miyabim. Whatever the reason, Saita, Masa Grishasai, whatever reason you have, you can't do Yibum. So now the Isser Eishasach should come back, and that should make it into an Erevah. Reb Chaim said that it doesn't work that way. Because the Isser Eishasach in Yibum is not a Siba not to do Yibum. Eishasach Fakeret is the Siba to do Yibum. The whole parsha of Yibum is by Eishasach Dafka. So Reb Chaim said that the Isser Eishasach may Oisei Nefila. If in this case it's your sister-in-law, that can't be a Siba to pater from Yibum, or to make an Issa Erevim. And it's a Yisayid that was Mustafa to us. As a matter of fact, in Dimrei Moshe, Simon Zion, where he brings this Yisayid, the Yisayid is not in the Grach, it's in Dimrei Moshe, the Stifler brings it. Dimrei Moshe brings a Raya from the Sugya Masa Grushasai. Because by Masa Grushasai, we discussed Tayeva, he, Eitzer Asa Tayeva. We discussed whether the Tsar is Potter, because Tayeva he, Veloi Tsar Asa, or Tayeva he is Veloi Baneha. So we had the Sugya if the Tsar is Potter. The Gemara by Masa Grushasai didn't say, she's Eisha Sach Shaloi Bamaka Mitzvah. So Reb Chaim, so Dimrei Moshe brought a raya to Reb Chaim. We see, because the Isser Eishas Ach, Ba'isa Nefila, can't be a Siba to make this woman an Erva, Lagabe Yibam. Now that Yisayid is very good in the previous three Sugyas, but here it's a problem. Because Rashi is telling us, doesn't say Klar in the Gemara, but Rashi is telling us that the Ptur here, the Ptur Tzara, Shtelen is his Ptur Ra'at Zegzeres HaKasav HaShetelet. The Tzara is Potter because of his Eishasach on the Eilenis. So the Kasha is, Reb Chaim said that there's no such thing, that the Issa Eishasach Shabaisi Nefila doesn't Potter. And this Gemara seems to contradict the Yisayid of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, you can't throw at me the Isra Shasach Bais in the field. And here we see that they're like Rashi, at least, that we do. So there are two mahalchim how to make the Reb Chaim shtim with the Gemara. The Imre Moshe himself says the following. He says that in Achinami, Ravasi holds this way. On the bottom words of the Amid, it says Omar Rava Hilchas Tzar Seilenas Muteres. The Gemara is going to say in a minute that we don't pass like Ravasi. We paskin that Tzar Seilenas is Muter. Zokti Imrei Moshe, that's Gufa what they're arguing about. That's Gufa the Machlokes. And Rava, Rav Chaim's Yisayid is based on Halacha, which is like Rava. And Achinami Ravasi doesn't hold it Yisayid. We pass on like Rava, some Mela. So what he's doing is avoiding the question, sort of. He's saying in Achinami, but this Mahalach is not such a satisfying Mahalach, because the whole Reb Chaim is Gebait on a Svara, on a Shtaka Svara, that the Isra Shasach is the thing that causes evil, but doesn't take off evil. We make a Machlokes HaMeiraim out of it, it's not the Mahalach that we prefer. Because it means there's a hole in the Svara somehow. We said anyway that it's totally Machlokes. Okay, so maybe that's why it's not so bad to say. In Achinami, but at any rate, Rebbe Chanan does have a better approach. Rebbe Chanan is in Simen Gimel, Ois Yud Gimel, it's very bekitzer. But he's Masbir, the Gemara, as follows. He says Eilenis is different than everything else. In all the other cases, the cases of Yibum, and a Siba, you can't do Yibum. She's a Saita, she's an Azagrushasa, a Mazagrushasa, she's a Mamanes, whatever the Sibis were, the case was a case of Yibum. And there was Sibais that you couldn't do Yibum. There are outside reasons you couldn't do Yibum. Bahaman says that this sugya is different than the previous sugyas. An alienist is not pshat forti yibum, and this is Zaitik of Ptur. The Torah writes that the purpose of yibum is to give birth, is to have a child, and it has to be roi lahakom Hashem. And somebody who's not roi lahakom Hashem, somebody who's an alienist, is not roi ashateleid, is not roi laleida. So to Bochanan, somebody who can't give birth is bechlal not in the parsha of Yibam. Snapshot, it's a case of Yibam, you have a Ptur. An alienist isn't shayach to the whole parsha of Yibam. She has no shayachis. because she can't have a child. If she can't have a child, so Mamela, the whole shaykhus to the parsha, it falls out of the parsha. So there's nothing to do with Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim's Yisoid was, if you have a case of Yibum, and you have a Zaitig reason that you're excluded, so Eish HaSach can't be a Cheshbin, because Eish HaSach is a reason to do Yibum, not a reason to not do Yibum. Mashenkin here would say that this is Bechlal Chutz from the whole Parsha of Yibum. Ashetelet is a Miut, that it's not in the Parsha Lagamri. We're learning Daf Beis. I mentioned to you a Tosis on Chaf Amud Aleph. We discussed then the question of doing Yibum in a case where you can't have a child. Let's say a Bia Rishayna that doesn't give birth. Or we had a Tzad that the mitzvah is the Kinyan, not the Bia. Tosis there on Chaf Amud Aleph, the Ramasli Yavai Yasei said that the whole Parsha of Hakom HaShem that everyone knows when you learn the Parsha of Yibum, L'Hakom Shem L'Achiv, is coming to be Memayit, that it has to be a person who's Roy L'Hakom HaShem. The Bia doesn't have to be a Bia that's Roy L'Hakom HaShem. The person has to be a person that's Roy L'Hakom HaShem. Tosis said, Lo Be'inish Dei Ruyu L'Hakom HaShem Ela She'Yavam Ve'Yavam Yu Ruyu L'Hakom HaShem. Taisis had such a lashon that the expression of Hakom HaShem, to be Mekayim Yibum, you don't have to have a child from this woman. If you do Yibum and there's no child, right, we already said Bia Rishayna is the whole mitzvah. If there's no pregnancy from Bia Rishayna, there's no mitzvah to do Bia Shniya. Because the whole parasha of Hakom HaShem only means it has to be Roy L'Hakom HaShem. It has to be Roy to have children. So that's the miyut of Ashateleid. So now Rabbi Chanan is saying the miyut of Ashateleid, the hezber, this miyut of Ashateleid is that your legamri chutz mei parasha. Someone who can't have birth is not shayach to Yibum. It's not a zaitik of p'tur. The p'tur that says in the parasha of Yibum, Ashateleid. So Rabbi Chanan's point is that the p'tur elinus is different than the other p'turim we had. It's not even appropriate to use the word p'tur elinus. Mazav Rishasa is a p'tur. Saita is a p'tur. There's a parsha of Yibum, but you can't do it. By elinus, it's not shayach the parsha of Yibum. By definition, the parsha of Yibum is a parsha of Hakom HaShem. And someone who's not royal Hakom HaShem is excluded.
What about the tzara?
So now, if we look at the Eilonis as a woman who's not shayach to the parsha, now we could call her an Eish HaSach. We can call her Isareva of Eish HaSach. Once we call her an Isareva of Eish HaSach, like Rashi, so an Erva pat is the tzara. So Memela, she is pat al tzara Isareva. Al Slitzra, she's pat al tzara Isareva. Her p'tur is not it's not a p'tor al tzaitik a p'tor. It's a p'tor tak al tzaras erva. That's what we're saying.
Tzaras erva
se shesach. And it's not a steer to Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim's vart is on the woman herself, that the woman, the grusha, or the saita, she, by her, there's no p'tor of eish shesach. There's no din eish shesach on her. Because al tzay shesach, she would do yibum. There's a side thing that prevents it. By Elinus, the Elinus herself can't do Yibum because of Eish HaSach. She's an Erev of Eish HaSach. Memela the Tzara is Pater.
But the Pater of Eish HaSach.
That's right. The question is if the woman herself gets a Din Eish HaSach, Memela the Tzara has a Pater of Tzara Eish HaSach. This is the Yisoid of Rabbi Chana, which is Pshat. In a way, it's really a Pshat in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara's next kasha, and maybe we'll have a little varaya. Zakena. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. If so, Zakena should be excluded. So really, Tosis says it's not that way because it has to be a person that's not right. We'll see in a second. We'll see the Rishonim talk about Zakena. We'll get to it in a minute.
Why would the Tzara
of Eish HaSach
make her also to yourself
in Eish HaSach
also?
Eish HaSach
is the problem.
The Tzara of Eish HaSach. No, but the Tzorah herself is shaykh to the parasha of Yibam. Right, she's not an Eretz. She is shaykh to the parasha of Yibam. Her p'tur is al Tzorah Sarava.
Why should it be involved? The whole fact that Eishu's Ach should not be involved in what you're revenging.
The fact that the Tzorah, you're right, the fact that the Tzorah is the Eishu's Ach is not a factor. Because the fact that this woman, who's ready to have children, the fact that this woman is an Eishu's Ach is not a p'tur. It's a Sibul Achayiv, not a Sibul Uptur, which is Rechaim Zisai. It's true. The Tzara being an Eisha Sach has nothing to do with this Ptur. The point is that the Eilenis is an Eisha Sach. Memela, she's a Tzara Sarava. Every Tzara Sarava is that way.
There's someone that technically is the whole Sibul that she's an Erva is a thing of Chiyo. She's a Tzara of an Erva that really should be Chayiv.
Not the Eilenis. Because the Eilenis has no Shaikhis. It's not that she's in the Parsha. She has a Sibbet study. She's be'etzem not shayach to the parasha of Yibam. There is no parasha of Yibam in the Eilenis. The Eilenis has a Shem Eishasach, Memela, the Erva has a Ptur.
But the fact that she doesn't do anything there,
in effect it does. She'll have an Isser Eishasach. The Eilenis, if she's gonna go do a Bia, the Viva Asra is Eishasach, she'll be Chayiv. The Eishasach by her is Bechlal, not a Sibbet to be Mechayiv. Right, we said in the beginning of the year that at least Rashi holds that there's an Erva of Eishasach Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah. That's an absolute Erva of Eishasach. And then there's Eishasach B'Makam Mitzvah, which is not a real Erva. So this is Eishasach, there's no Shachas to the Mitzvah. It's not a Sibbet study. Rashi called it Eishasach, Sheyesh Labanim. But we understood Yesh Labanim Lav Dafka means Eishasach, but there's no Mitzvah view. The Gemara is a kasha. Masav Rav Sheshes. Shloisha achim nesuin shalosh nashim nachriyais. Umeis echad mehem vasa b'sheni maimer. Okay, you have three women not related to each other, and three brothers. Brother number one dies. The sheni does only maimer to the woman. We hold that maimer is a drabanan. So this second brother now has a wife d'araisa. And Maimer to a Zakuka, which is a connection to Rabbanon. Hari Elu Umeis, and then brother number two dies. So brother number three now has Minat Torah, two mitzvahs of Yibam. One brother died, left a wife. One brother died and left a wife. Minat Torah, there's no problem. He can be Miyabim both. He can be Chaylitz both. They're not related. He can marry them both. Mid Rabbanon, he has a problem. Because now he has the second brother who was connected to two women, married to one woman in Atayra, and one woman through Maimer. So here we have a problem. Hari Elu Chotzes V'loi Misiyamoy, Shinemar Umeis Echad Mehem, Yavama Yavay Aleha, Misha Aleha, Zikas Yavam Echad, V'loi Kizikas Shnei Yivnin. Here, this Maimer woman messes up the case. Now there's only a Drabanan, although the Gemara brings a Pasik, as she explains it in Asmachta. So this is a case where you have Isser because they both fell to the Fila together. They both fell together to the Fila from the second brother. And therefore, there's no Yibam. Now, that's not the issue of Asugya. Asugya's issue is Rabbi Yosef. V'ktani Allah, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Zuhi tzaras eishes ach me'av she'isser nefila garamla shalom yisim b'chal teru kula kagayin zayis. Here you have a rare case where it's Saras, Eishas, Ach, Me'av, as Issa, Nefila, Garamla, Shloim, Garamla, that the Nefila together is Eiker, the Yibam, you can't have to Chalitza, it's only a Drabanam, but he said, Shloim, it's Yibam, it's a Ha'atayra, Kula, Kagainzil, Kagainzai, Zui, Lamuti, Mai, Lav, Lamuti, Saras, Elanis, the Sharia. Saying, this is a case that's Asa, Vaistais, this is a case that's Mutter, Mai, Lav, Lamuti, Saras, Elanis. So he wants to understand that this memra is coming to exclude a tzaras eilenis, that a tzaras eilenis is a tzaras eishas ach me'av, where it's mutter. So tshver Rav Asi. So the Gemara answers, like, it's coming to be b'mayit, something else. Lo l'mayit yitzaras eilenis ta'asira. Not that it's telling you tzaras eilenis as chlitza v'yibum, it's telling you if I cared. I wanted to see Tysus. Tysus Ma'ilav asks, If it be a case of Eishasach, so we have four cases in the sugya. Why you say you're being a ma'ayat one eser sach that's excluded? So the Gemara says ma'ilav is ma'ayat elinis, the fourth case. So Taisus, why the ma'ayat elinis? Maybe the ma'ayat masagrushasa. The Marsha adds Taisus lav dafka masagrushasa. We have Saita, masagrushasa me'me'enis. The Taisus really could have asked ma'ilav lamute could be any one of the previous ones. And Marsha says a cheshbon, it can't be Mema'enis. But Mazgur Shasa Yosaita. The Mai Lav Lamute, Taisus is asking, why don't you say it's Kavitha Mai, one of the previous ones? According to Rabbi Elchanan, Taisus Kash is not Shver. If you learn the Gemara that all the four cases are similar cases, they're all cases of Tzara, of a Zaita Gaptor, so then the Kasha would be the same for all four. But Bechanan is telling us that's not true. Elinus is different than the other three. The other three are not really Isserei Shasach. They're Zaitike Pturim. Zaitike things that pater. Like when Chaim says, they're not Eishasach Deke Isurim. This case of Elinus is unique among the four sugyas that we learned where it is a din of Eishasach. The Lashon of the Braisa, Zu, He, Tsaras, Eishasach, Me'av, Shisnefilo, Garam, La, is Mamayit something? So it's very geschmack. It's Mamayit a case of Tzara Seisha Sach Me'av. And like Rav Chaim said, there is no case of Tzara Seisha Sach Me'av except this case of Elinus. The other three are Takanat. This case is Tzara Seisha Sach Me'elinus. So Mamayla, Taisus Kasha, certainly the Matam Hashoah answers to Taisus, answers Taisus Kasha. So the Gemara finishes up. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down this halacha, which is not a machlaikis, that an elinus is petura meyibum v'chalitza. Don't confuse elinus with tsaras elinus. Tsaras elinus is a machlaikis ravasi and rav on the bottom of the amen. Elinus herself, there's no question, an elinus is potter meyibum v'chalitza. An akara, or a zakena. An akara is a woman who can't have children, but she's not an alienist. Alienist is specifically a woman who has physical signs of alienist. Again, either she doesn't bring shtei saris to the age of 35, that makes her an alienist, or she doesn't have shtei saris and she has other simanim. If she has a male voice, that's one of the simanim. Ein ladadim is a simin. Stomach is not shaped like a female. These are simonim of alienus. There's something wrong with her. She doesn't have the full physical characteristics of an alienus. That's an alienus. Also can't have children. But not every woman who can't have children is an alienus. There's an alienus and there's an akara. An akara is a woman who has desiris, who has all the symptoms of a female, all the signs of a female. But for one reason or other, she can't have children. Sarah was in Akara, she couldn't have children. In Shulchan Aruch, it's Simen Kuf Ayin Beis Sif Aleph, it says an Elinus is Petura Meibum Mechalitza. And Simen Kuf Ayin Beis Sif Tezayin, it says Akara is Chelatzes. What's the difference between an Elinus? An Elinus is Memayit from Asher Teilet, and an Akara. We should also be Mamayit. The way we're talking now, the characteristic of the Xeris HaKosav of Asher Teilet, Yishu Bar Kima, is a simin of being able to have children, being shayach to the parasha of Hakom Hashem. So what is the difference between an Elinus and an Akara? Akara is
someone with a father can have.
Yeah, I guess that's part of the question. An akara is someone who vada can't have kids or not. That's part of what the Rishonim are going to talk about.
Up until now, she can have children, but maybe in a year from now, she can have a child. I'm not sure it's possible. But by an alien, she can never have children because of the physical matias. So for sure, at Lila, we know that she'll never have children.
Good. What the two of you are saying is Lemuki Yosef. We're going to have to see if Tosis fits into which pshat. You're right. Tosis is saying Lemait Eilin is, which is a type of person that's not Roy. Tosis mentions Akara. Tosis mentions only a Bia that's not Roy, right? Bia Shena Roy. So, okay, we'll have to see if Tosis fits better into which one of the two pshatim. Muki Yosef, at the end of the parak, you could miss it. It's a two-line Muki Yosef. So at the very end of the parak, about 30 lines before the end, there's Akara Vizkena, Nisya Bemis. He says in Akara, not only Chalitza, it's Nisya Bemis. Da'akama Akara is Uzakena is Matzinu, Shenifkidu, V'ru'uyim Lahakim Shem. He says what you were saying, that Kama Akara is Uzakena is Matzinu, Shenifkidu, V'ru'uyim Lahakim Shem. It's happened that old women have become pregnant, that someone thought to be an Akara suddenly carried a child. Mashiach came back with us, and Eilonis can never have a child. So this is the Nemuki Yosef Shita, that the Miyut of Eilonis is Dafka, somebody who's Bechlal, is a person that's not Roy Lahakam Hashem, and in Akara at least is possible she'll come to Hakam Hashem, and therefore it's different. The Rambam seems to hold differently. It's pretty clear. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, he brings the Ptur Eilonis in a different lashon. It seems that he has a different shita. He says Eilu Shem Ptures Min Achalitza Min Ayibum. He has a list of people that are Ptur. He's going in Eilonis. Yeah. He says Eishes Srischama. When the man isn't capable of having children, a dragoness, Esha Shaita, Esha Cotton, the Eilonis, Shenemar, he brings a pasuk, V'loyi Machesh Shmai Mi Yisrael. It says, V'loyi Machesh Shmai Mi Yisrael, so that's Memayit Prat L'Srischama, Sheshma Machoy. Now that's a Gemara. A Srischama, which is a male who can't have children, a saris by a man is like an illness by a woman. A saris is somebody who's a male that Leilenu can't have children. A saris is memuyit from v'loyi machesh mayim Yisrael prat l'srischama. Now you just think about the gzeres hakasuv. I always tell you I can never figure out gzeres hakasuv. What is v'loyi machesh mayim Yisrael goes on who? On whose name? On the dead brother. Right? Yet we darshin v'lo yimachesh shmaim Yisrael pirat that the living brother can't be a saris sheshmaim machoy. If he's a saris, then his name was nimcha from the beginning, so he can't do evil. How do you darshin it exactly from the pasuk? I told you I always have a hard time. It's like a many inyan for this. Today what? Okay. One second. He's mamayit zrischama from the same pasuk. The Ritva Grada asks the Kasha on the Drasha, but you're right, I read you Eishes Rishchama, hold on. Akan ve'elus v'mishiyar, v'shnem alam v'shmai mi'Yisrael, prat v'shrishchama v'draigin, v'shma mocha, y'hoil v'enam roi leilai, mitchilas b'riyasan, harihen k'min b'fnei atzmai, v'hoya ha'b'chara sh'telei prat le'enis, eilinis she'en roi leilai, mitchilas b'riyasan. So here the Rambam is certainly talking about the woman. The woman, the wife of the mere brother who died, Hoya Bechara Shetele, Prat Leilinis, that's this pasuk, Shein Arai Leilid, Mitchilas Briyasa. He learns that an Eilinis is somebody who can't give birth from the minute she was born. So such a woman is excluded from evil. Obviously, as a Kena, certainly could have given birth earlier. In Akara, well, it depends what type of Akara. But an Akara who during the lifetime became an Akara, according to the Rambam, would be shayach to Yibum. Because an Akara who became an Akara after birth is not excluded. The Rambam's geder of Eilonis is someone who's Mechilas Briyasai. What? I guess you could have an Akara who's born an Akara, you can have an Akara comes later. It would seem from the Rambam, and I think there's a Gra that makes this Diyuk, Shulchan Aruch, that the Rambam holds that only Mitchilas Briyasai, Eilonis, the definition of the Ptur Eilonis of Asher Teilet is Mitchilas Briyasai. Which means that it's not the same Geder as the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef's Geder was someone who could still give birth. The Rambam's Geder is Mitchilas Briyasai. Enough Gemina to illustrate. Why does you have a woman who was born normal, and sometime in the middle of her life, before she got married, after she got married, she had surgery, and she got her womb was became diseased, and they removed the womb. Now, she can't give birth, she's not Kara. If this woman falls to Yibum, what's the halacha? L'chaira, tzemach laikis, the Rambam, the Muki Yosef. The Rambam says that when memayit an alienis who's ainer roi lo ledes mitchilas briyasa, that never was able to give birth. This woman mitchilas briyasa was able to give birth, and now she can't give birth, so she should fall to Yibum. Like in Muki Yosef, Muki Yosef says matzinu kama akori shedifkedu. Who says she can't give birth? Maybe she will. It's not true. She doesn't have the Evorei Haleida, we know she can't give birth. We're not talking about Maisa Nisim. A woman who stopped didn't give birth, she's married 20 years, she didn't give birth. It's happened that she started to give birth later. But if we know she doesn't have the womb, she says she can't give birth. So this case with a woman that was born one way and ended up another way is an afkamina between the Muki Yosef and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, she'll fall to Yibum. According to the Muki Yosef, she will not fall to Yibum. Now, Tosis on Chaf Amud Aleph is like the Muki Yosef or like the Rambam? Tosis said that we're memayit a person who's not roi to give birth. Not a maisa bia, that's not roi. A bia rishayin ala mashal, we're not memayit. But a person that's not roi. How do you understand that? Well, memayit, that fit better with the Rambam, or if it's better with the Muki Yosef, or maybe it fits with both. The Rambam, Hamstam has to agree with Tosis. No? Our whole talk today is Asher Teilet, you're not shayach to Yibum Bechlal. So an Eilonis is Bechlal not in the parasha. I would think logically an Akara is also Bechlal not in the parasha. You can't have children. That's Pshat in the Rambam. Teretz is like Tosfos says. We're only Memayit, we're not Memayit every situation that can't have children. We are Memayit a certain type of person who can't have children. The Rambam says that person is Mitchilas Briyasai, such a person. Maybe just like, I don't know where the Rambam got it from, maybe just like by Sushama, it means someone who Mitchilas Briyasai couldn't have children. So here also, Mitchilas Briyasai. Maybe that's why the Rambam brings it together. I don't know. Love that. But the point is, the Rambam is saying the Mir of Eilonis is only somebody Mitchilas Briyasai can't have children. That's an Eilonis. It's a hormonal thing by her. Well, she doesn't have Shtei Saris.
She has just an Eilonis, so she can become Eilonis later on.
According to the Rambam, the Rambam is defining Eilonis as Mitchilas Briyasa. That's what the Rambam says. Eilonis is a Mitchilas Briyasa, like a Sitcha Matzav.
Can that be she become Eilonis at 20 years old?
It's Nizgala that she's an Eilonis. But she, every alienist is lamafreya. If someone doesn't have shnei saris when she's 12, and she gets shnei saris when she's 13, it's not lamafreya. When she gets a shnei saris, then she's a gedayah. If someone becomes a saris, it's lamafreya. It shows that when she was 12, she was taka gedayah. She got shnei saris because she's on alienist. The simanim come at 20 or 35. But once it's 20 or 35, it says galam nusla mafreya, she was always. So again, the Rambam's geder is mitzilas priyasai. That's a woman mayit from Asher Teilet. The Nemuki Yosef's geder is a geder of Efsher, that there's never a Yeshua for such a thing, that it can never happen. What? How do you know which half? By alienist or by a car? By alienist, the assumption is that she has some, it's a what we would call today a hormonal problem. She's not having, she's not a woman. She doesn't have all the female hormones to be able to do what she can do, to her body to develop. It's a funny thing. Today, I don't even know what the halacha would be today. Today, they give hormones artificially to women, and they do develop all the simanim. And they develop every one of the simanim. They get a female voice, and shipulim ayim and dadim. They don't get a womb. If they don't have a womb, they can't do anything to give her a womb. But the simanim alienists today are reversible. But it doesn't matter. Rambam says, whatever she's now, she's mitchilas b'riyasa, and that's true. Whatever she's now, she's mitchilas b'riyasa. That's honest.
If someone 14 years old, without a simanim, would you have to wait until 20?
According to Remeya, you have to wait. Remeya is chayish lemiyuta. You have to wait. Even a kaktana has to wait. Chavana chayish lemiyuta. It could be when she's 14, it's different. It's already not a miyuta. We have to figure out what's wrong with her.
Maybe she's out, maybe she's not.
That's right. It'll be nisgava later.
Right.
Yeah. If she's in the Kabbalah Kedushin, you wait and see.
Does this count for an older woman?
Oh, so Zakena, let's figure it out. I mean, there's a Zakena who was able to have children.
She can have children, but she has a simanim, but she doesn't have children. But she's old enough that she might not have children anymore.
So Zakena, so Vaita, Zakena would have Yibam like both Shitas. Like the Rambam, because we have no reason to think there's something wrong with Tchilas Briyasa, just because she never had children. But she's not an alienist, we don't assume there's something wrong with her. And according to Muki Yosef, because it's possible for her to start giving birth. It's unlikely, but as long as it's possible, it's good enough. At some point, it's impossible. I mean, if she's 90 years old, it's impossible. It's impossible or it never happened? Sarah.
Sarah,
well, Sarah didn't have a base lot, so it was a miracle. But Yecheved became pregnant when she was 100. Yeah, she didn't have... Look, I wasn't Sarah's doctor. I don't know what happened. But Chazal say it was Maisa Nisim, so I'm not. Islandist Akara are two different things. If there's a Medrash that says it, the Medrash shows she was an islandist, not an Akara. But they're two different. They're two different things.
Rashi said that by Sarah, first she had her bet, then she became pregnant. That's what Rashi says.
Therefore,
there's no.
Right, but it's possible for Vest to come back. That's what's the Mukiyas to say? You're going to tell me if a Zakena is 90 years old, it's different. Shulchan Aruch says Akara and Zakena have Yibam Achalitza.
So,
could be passing to Rambam. Maybe we'll pass the Mukiyas. If you're saying there'll be a second Afgamina, according to Mukiyas, if when you reach an age where it's Shayach, maybe it's different. We're not talking Nisim. We're talking Teva, but Teva possible, not probable. So as a Kena, maybe it would be a second Afgamina. If there's an age where we would consider it impossible, maybe.
Why does she go up onto the vest? There's no more vest, no more.
Yeah, but she could start, maybe she can get a vest back.
Never happens,
not possible. If it never happened, we assume it's not possible. Yeah, how do we know an A-list doesn't get healed? So it never happened. So maybe you're right, there'll be a second Afgamina. According to Muki Yosef, if she's such an extreme Zakena, maybe it'll be different. See, I'm not going to be a second one. That what? There we were talking Yeah, but there we're going after the halacha. In other words, the halacha is that is a kaina is mechuyev in nibum chalitza. So we had the question, if she doesn't plan to get married, should you do chalitza? If chalitza is a matir, then you don't, the chalitza is a mitzvah, you do. See, that's going after the halacha. The halacha is that she falls to even with chalitza. So we had declared, does she have to do it if she doesn't want to remarry yet? Tosfos Achav starts with a kasha, that ein isha misaberes mebiya rishayna. So frek Tosfos, if ein isha misaberes mebiya rishayna, how do you do yibum? How do you do yibum for b'sula? I ein isha misaberes mebiya rishayna. So Tosfos is asking a kasha. Tosfos is talking a specific case where biya rishayna is muta, not biya shniya. He's talking a surah lavin. But he's asking, how could you make to be Makai Mitzvah Yibum with a Bia Rishayna on a woman who's a Psula? She's a Psula, her husband died before she became a Psula. The husband married to her. He gave a Kedushin with a ring and Chuppah. But there was never a Bia that she should be a Psula. So, Frek Taisis Akasha, why do you do Yibum on the Bia Rishayna? So, I had Akasha on this klal, that ein isha misaberes b'bia rishayna. I had a problem from a Gemara in Chagiga. There's a well-known Gemara that says that it's possible for a woman to be misaberes ba'ambati. It's possible for even a besula to become pregnant. Ba'ambati, the case ba'ambati is a case where a man was matal zera into bathwater. And then they didn't change the water. It was a public bathhouse, and a woman, a besula, went used the same water. So the Gemara says that it's possible for a woman to become pregnant if the zera will somehow go into her body. It's possible she can become pregnant. The Gemara calls it not an ace. It's physically possible that a besula is a beres bambati. What? No, Gemara says that it's possible to become without breaking the besula. It's possible for her to be misaberes bambati. I think this is Ben Sira. There was somebody who was born that way. So it bothered me. What do you mean, ein isha misaberes mebiya rishayna? An isha could even be misaberes without a misabiya if the zera makes its way in. So I saw in. What? So how could you say that the Bia Rishayna can't do it because of the Basulim? And Bambati could do it. Bia Rishayna is not less than Bambati. The cash question of the Metzias.
So
we had seen, I don't remember where it was, that Eni Shem Esaberes of Bia Rishayna means it's not likely. It doesn't usually happen. But it's physically possible. Bambati is also not likely. It doesn't usually happen. But it's possible. It could happen. Memela, the Bia Rishayna also could happen. It's unlikely. It doesn't usually happen. But it's possible. It could be. It could happen. Yaakov Avinu said, Reish Yisayini. It's possible that it could happen. Even if she is a Basula, that it could happen. It's unlikely. In Halacha, it's a Miyachena Matzi with Nachai Shishrim. But it's possible. What? So Fakir, it's what I want to do is explain that the Muki Yosef wasn't bothered by Taisus Kasha. Muki Yosef says that an Akara, a Zakena, it's not likely they'll be pregnant. But it's possible. So Shaykh Ibum. Taisus himself probably holds that such a Miyachena Matzah that doesn't count. But the Muki Yosef holds that something as unlikely as it may be, if something is possible, it's still in the parasha of Yibum. So it's Yitachin that the Muki Yosef is talking about, not only is not bothered by Tosfos Kasha, but it could be that Gufa is what a riot to the Muki Yosef Shita. That as long as it's possible, a person can do Yibum. Yeah. Therefore, I mean, that's what we spoke about it last time. Do you remember who said this thing there, Shaykh? It was Arthur Nair. Okay. Arthur Nair, we are there by And this is Aviv. Okay. Okay. So how is it Reish HaSaini? So it's not like the Aruch LeNeiru. He just doesn't want to chop on a case that's Eidah Matzah. Sounds like from the Rasha, it sounds like it's B'chlal not Shayach. Okay. I'm only, you take it or leave it. I mean, I'm trying to make like a mocker for the Mukiyaisa Shita. If the Mukiyaisa doesn't have to come out, Taisa's Teretz, Taisa's Kasha, if he holds it Shayach, so he holds it Shayach. Okay, let's finish the Gemara. A couple lines from the bottom. Tanan v'kulan emesu miyanu in isgarshu v'shlusu eilinis urseim utaris. So we see that saras eilinis is mutter. So Gemara says a very pashtun teretz, like kasha. Kasha hikaba, kasha lo hikaba. Lo hikaba means that it was a mekartos, the whole chasana. So it was lo hikaba, the whole chasana was a mekartos, there's no yibum. If it's hikirba, there's no mekatos. So that's the case that the Gemara is talking about. So this is all Rav Asi's shita. Amarava, Rava says Lamaisa, not like him. Hilchasat saris elinis muteres, afilu hikirba, and not only that, afilu saris bitai elinis. Even in the Mishnah's case. Saras bitai elinis is also el hadikta ishanimtsu tani shahayu. So Rava argues by my pligi. Well, we know that Reb Moshe says he argues in Reb Chaim's Yisayit. Rashi doesn't seem to agree with Reb Moshe. No. Let's see the Rashi. Hilchasit saras elinis muteres. Again, what are we trying to figure out? What is the reason Rava argues with Rav Asi? Rav Asi said Asura. Why? Because Rav Asi said Ashatelet, Mamayda Nailinis, Yiblai Benesha Sach, Shalai Mokha Mitzvah. So the Tzara is Pater. Rashi here, more complicated, let's see the Rashi. Hilchas Tzara Seilas Materis, the top Rashi. Afa Gav de Hikir Ba'achiv, the Kaiva Vehavi Ishtai, the first brother, he married an Nailinis, he was willing. Lai Mitzvah Tzarasa, Mishun Tzara Sabas. Why? The Chiyasa Rachmana Tzaras Erva B'maka Mitzvah Hu D'Asra. V'haki V'de Elinasi the Belav Erva Nami L'chazi L'yibum Havet Tzaras Tzaras Erva Shloi B'maka Mitzvah. As Rashi say that the Tzaras Elinis Tzaras Erva is only where the Erva would have a mitzvah if it were not for the fact that she's an erva. Masha'enkein, tsaras bita yelinis. Okay, we have tsaras yelinis and tsaras bita yelinis. Rashi, if you read it carefully, is only explaining a patur for tsaras bita yelinis. Why by tsaras bita yelinis? In the case of the Mishnah, tsaras bita, but the bas is an yelinis. There's a mitzvah yimbo. Why? So Rashi, Tzara's Bita Elinus is only when the Baas is Shaya to the Mitzvah. If the Baas is not Shaya to the Mitzvah, then she doesn't pater her Tzara. Now this Rashi is not like the Imre Maisha, but it's not a problem. Because Fakert, Rashi is not saying a word about why Tzara's Elinus Muteris. Right? The Dibra Masal is Tzara's Elinus Muteris. But that's not what Rashi is explaining. Rashi is explaining Tzara's Bita Eilinis. The words of Tzara's Erevah, and it's also an Eilinis, so Rashi gives a Hezbollah. Tzara's Eilinis itself, Rashi's not saying a word of why Rav is arguing with Rav Asi. It's Taki Yitachin to go with such a Bahalach that he argues, and he argues because he also said to Rav Chaim. There's no Dinis Reish HaSach. What Rashi is saying is not a stira today. Rashi is explaining why Bita Eilinis is different. Perhaps. Elohadik Tani Shinimtsu Tani Shahayu. According to this, you have to change the gears in the Mishnah and read Shahayu Eilinis and not Shinimtsu Eilinis. Because the Rabbin Omar Viechanan, Afat Tsars Me'enis, Tsars Eilinis, Tsars Mazagir Shasai, Kulan Mutarais, Me'enis, Eilinis, Mazagir Shasai, doesn't count Saita. The other three, Kulan Mutarais, and that's Rabbi Yechanan's Pesach. Alright, so we've come to a finish of the sugya of the four cases. of Tzarais. But tomorrow I'd like to start the next sugya. Now the next sugya, it should take you time to prepare. This next sugya is a sugya of Mishameshes B'Maich. It's really, since we skipped the Seyda Eichel Eisa, say the first not Yibum case sugya in the Masechta. What you really have to do is put in the time tomorrow. You have to try to get through the Gemara, start to work on the Taisvis, and understand the issue. Mishameshes B'Maich is possible to use some type of a barrier to prevent pregnancy, to be Nibala. And to use some type of a method, Moich is a cloth. They used to stick in a cloth to absorb the Zera so they wouldn't become pregnant. And the question is when that's Mutter, when that's Aser. And those are the Gedarim, Yitzhashem, that will start to tomorrow.